Hello everybody, and congratulations for reaching to this spot, because this is actually the campaign execution part of the training. And honestly, the whole training is usually divided in two parts. One is the planning, where we put a lot of effort in defining your ICP, on building the database and creating the messages. And now we're switching to the other side. Now we're going toward more the execution, where in this chapter, we're gonna go over the LinkedIn and email outreach. Then we have the nurturing part, what happens when people start responding. And the last part is the campaign optimization, where we start continuously tweaking and optimizing the campaign. So my whole point is that if you really did your first part well, this should be a really easy process. You've already know everything that can be planned. Now is what? Just push the magic button, I mean, start the campaign. Well, there are some consideration at this stage as well. And before I actually dig into them, I just wanted to spend a second on the automation part. So there are a few things that you should have into consideration. First and foremost is that automation or manual. Well, if you're an employee or working as an SDR, you can do this execution manual. You have the messages, you have the ICP, you have the people that you want to outreach. On the other hand, if you're a CEO or if you're a management consultant or you have an IT or an agency, you don't have the time to do everything manually. On the other hand, if you are an agency or a consultancy, you don't have the time to do this all manually. And it's okay. I mean, you can use automation in order to do the outreach. As long as you're doing properly the planning stage and you're not trying to be the spammy guy and you're focused on conversation starters, it's good, it's even encouraging to use automation. At BizB, we have plenty of clients that really prefer the manual way, and we have quite a lot that are actually using automation. So in this stage, I'm just gonna compare, because it doesn't really change a lot which route you're gonna take, as long as when we're talking about campaign execution, we still follow the same steps. So the topics that I wanted to cover in this section is that we put the campaign execution. In this part, I want to cover both parts. How can you do a campaign execution on LinkedIn, and actually how you can do a campaign execution on email in parallel. So on the one hand, when we're talking about the email, of course, you have the email configuration. And by the email configuration, I mean, you need to set up a new email, either on a new domain or in your existing domain. Then you need to actually warm it up so you wouldn't be treated as a spam from the start, and actually configuring the automation. In parallel, when we're talking about the email, the LinkedIn campaign, well, there is another key aspect that is unique, and that is your LinkedIn profile. Believe me, it could significantly impact your campaign, because based on your profile, people will decide whether they want to connect with you. And if they don't, all the planning fails for nothing, because you won't have the opportunity actually to start the conversation starters. Because if you don't pass the invitation stage, that's it. And the LinkedIn profile is usually the first thing that they see when they come, when they see your invitation. And based on that, they decide, okay, we want to continue or not. Now, regardless whether it's for LinkedIn or email, in both cases, you have two simple steps. We're talking about message setup, where when you're using LinkedIn automation or email automation, you need to set up the messages, set up the delays, set up the sequence, scheduling, and everything. And then you have the database setup, where whether it's a spreadsheet or CSV, depending on the software. And there you go, you have the launch of the campaign. Hitting the main button is where you're sure that everything is corrected, everything is in sync, and everything is working together. In this section of the training, I will go over each of these steps separately, but these videos will be much shorter, because there's not that much of a framework. This is something that I should just sit in front of the computer and start sharing with you
okay, we're talking about configuration. This is how you can configure two or three different softwares. We're talking about LinkedIn profiles. Yeah, I can tell you about the framework, but I should actually work with you onto several different LinkedIn profiles just to see how they are optimized. So these videos onwards will be a bit shorter, and then the focus will be more on the operational, on how to actually execute the campaign. That's all for this video, guys. Have a great day.